We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
John, I was just watching what the new kickoff is going to look like in the NFL.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. You are not.
I'm working my way into it. Obviously, we're going to have to accept it. I wanted to go back to the way it originally was. Let's get some returns. You know, there's been an evolution of this, right? You know, and first it was, you know, was it the 40-yard line? Then they backed it up because kickers got so good. They still wanted to have return, so they back up the kicker. And we've changed it last – was it last year or the year before? They put in the, you know, the fair catch rule. You get the ball at the 20 or the 25. Mm-hmm. I'm just worried that it's going to become a circus. And I get wanting to protect the players, the investment on the field – and the long-term effects that some of these impacts can have. But you're not going to remove all of it from the game. And I just, if this is the route we're going down, then eventually let's just put the ball to 25 to start every drive after a touchdown and get rid of the whole kickoff to begin with. And I understand they want to create more opportunities for returns and bring that back to the game. I get that. I'm all for it. I just don't know. This seems to me to be very clownish.
I'll explain for people who don't know, but it just passed within the hour, the new kickoff rule in the NFL. And this is something that has been previously used in the XFL. So maybe that's why you're like, oh, that league's kind of cartoony. I don't know if I want this. Why I like it, kickoffs have been rendered useless. And one of the worst parts of watching football is when you score a touchdown, they go to a commercial, they come back, they kick the ball off, and then they go to commercial. It's just a wasted nothing play. And maybe we eventually get to the point, John, where it's just out of the game entirely. But this is an attempt to salvage it. Because kick returns can be exciting, but there was the concern about the collisions. You talked about it. You used to be in the wedge when you played. Yep. And those were guys running full speed, 40 yards,
my chance
collision.
Knock them out. You are running as fast as you can, and you come to an immediate stop. You're welcome.
So the change here, that's not going to happen. Yeah. Sorry, John. In the interest of player safety, the players will start 5 yards apart. This is from NBC Sports, their breakdown of the rule. 10 players on each team will line up 5 yards apart, and they won't begin running until the ball is back to the returner, meaning we won't see those full-speed crashes that we used to see on kickoffs. You will be penalized if you kick the ball all the way into the end zone for a touchback. Instead of it being at the 25, I'll double check this. I think it's the 30 now. There was talk about making it even the 35.
Yeah.
But I think it's the 30 or the 35. What they want to do is incentivize you to kick it back to the deep man, the up man, and let guys like Tyreek Hill or back in the day Devin Hester break a game open. Give us an exciting play in the game as opposed to a kick
get
out
the
of the back of the end zone. Yeah, yeah. So this gives us a chance for one more exciting play in a football game while minimizing, you can't ever eliminate the element of risk and injury, but minimizing that injury risk. I like it.
What it also eliminates is the onside kick. And that's a byproduct. Now, onside kicks are not typically successful, but right. The surprise, the opportunity, we saw it with Dan Campbell in his first year when they were trying to steal a game from the Rams. It didn't end up ultimately working, but it did once. And now all of a sudden, you don't have that surprise ability anymore. And what is it now that you have to declare in the fourth quarter if you're going to go for an onside kick?
Is that like part of this rule? I had
yes.
seen that. Okay.
And not that, you know, if you're down by a score, two scores, I don't buy into that. Well, the element of surprise is no longer there. They kind of knew you were going to onside kick it if you lined up and you shifted everybody and like that. I don't have the problem with them declaring it, but now throughout the course of the game, you're not going to have
surprises.
That surprise.
Yeah, I don't like that part of it, and I did read that that was part of this. I had not read if that had been approved as part of it.
Well,
I don't
there's
like,
just
I don't
no
like
physical way to onside kick it if the kicker's on the other side of the field
and everybody else is in a mosh pit. Yeah, I hear you. So now you have to declare an onside kick. They weren't overly successful. They probably need to tweak the onside kick too.
And it changes so much. Like if, and I think it was, this is just an example because of I was there, the Bowling Green game last year where there was an onside kick, and I think it was Braden McGregor, or not an onside kick, but a pooch kick, where it was just kicked, a pop kick, kicked short. He tried to catch it. He did, but then he was tackled and fumbled it. Like, you're removing all of those opportunities from this game as well, because I don't know, I know kickers are good at being able to, you know, call their shot in terms of, well, I can hit the 20-yard line, I can hit the 30-yard line, but I don't know if you're going to have that opportunity anymore to kick it short. And have one of the up guys catch the ball.
I don't know if this will be the final version. This is a one-year trial. It was approved as a one-year trial for the upcoming season. Your reaction to the new NFL kickoffs. Again, trying to incentivize returns, penalizing kicks out of the back of the end zone. Teams starting about 5 yards apart so you don't get those running head-on collisions. Ticket Texter says the new rule makes J-Mo even more exciting as a return guy.
If they're going to use him as a return guy.
It's him or Khalif Raymond, right? And Khalif Raymond's been dynamic. So getting him an extra touch.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, you go back and you listen to the things that, that Dan Campbell, even before this rule was passed.
And he was in favor of this rule passing.
He was, and again, this is an hour ago before the rule passed. The proposed kickoff, this comes from Kyle Mikey on Twitter. The proposed kickoff rule needs about one more yes vote to pass here in Orlando. Obviously, they got that. Dan Campbell said he is such a big believer in the proposed change. He's already been watching XFL film with Dave Phipp to devise strategies for it. Phipp and I are excited. We can't wait. Obviously, Dave Phipp is the
special teams coach. Yeah, and that, by the way, that text was from Stephen Algonac. Behind the glass, you guys in favor of this?
I mean, I'm for this because it was awful before. Why have a play if it's not going to matter? I mean, my kids have gotten into football since these changes were made. They don't know what kickoff returns are, really. It was one of the most exciting plays. Back, you know, when I was growing up, Mel Gray with the Lions. That was an electric part of the game. And I do want to see J-Mo return.
I do, too.
And I was always a big believer in using skill position players on plays like that. I'm not afraid to get hurt. You can't play this game to be afraid to get hurt.
I agree. That's why I think they should just go back to the original kick return. Well, push the kicker back, and let's have some great impacts, and let's have some fun.
I'm with you if this doesn't make it better.
Yeah.
Or get rid of them. It's one or the other. I mean,
cause just put the ball at the 25 and start your drive.
And get rid of kickers, right, John?
Yes. You go for two. Yes. Go for it on fourth down.
I believe, and I can double check this, I believe part of the rule change, too, is, well, what happens if the ball is kicked not into the end zone, but rolls into the end zone, and then you down it? I think it's the 20. Because there are some nuance here, that, and maybe this is going to be confusing for people. It's going
to
be an adjustment.
The rule book out every time there's a kickoff.
We'll adjust. We'll adjust. Your reactions, 248-539-9797. Do you like the new NFL kickoff? It's official today on a one-year trial. Texter says, I like it, but it's going to further complicate wagering.
Who signed that text?
It was not signed Shohei, but wasn't not signed Shohei. Ticket Texter says...
It's a lie!
Are you sure they're not trying to incentivize the return team taking a touchback? It seems like they want less returns, not more.
Well, this rule is to create more returns. Less touchbacks, unless you just want to give up the ball on the 30-yard line.
97-1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.